let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
It's John Hansen filling in today for Mr. Plyer, and I'll actually be here in the 7 o'clock hour as well for the start of his show. Then we'll do a best of Dave Plyer from 8 to 10. He texted me. He's got a lot of good stuff in that show. I'll be teasing that just a little bit. You know, we are so fortunate, of course, to live on Lake Michigan. Everybody knows that. And we get great sunrises on the Chicago side, and that's also beautiful. But there is nothing like a sunset over the water. And I've always frequently been jealous of our friends on the other side of the lake. I shouldn't be, because we get the sunrise and it's great, but they get just an incredible sunset. They're at the, I believe Saugatuck is in the Eastern time zone. I would assume so. And so they get a later sunset too. And it really just kind of contributes to what I feel is just a magical area in Southwest Michigan. I'm sure a lot of you would agree. And Saugatuck, just one of those great spots. And joining us right now, the executive director of Saugatuck Center for the Arts, and on the board of directors of the Saugatuck Douglas Convention and Visitors Bureau, Kristen Armstrong. Kristen, welcome to WGN. Thanks for hopping on with us today.
Oh, my gosh. This is such a pleasure. I have to tell you, I grew up in the Chicago suburbs, literally listening, watching WGN. So it's a blast to be here with you. Thanks.
Oh, that's a thrill. We always love to hear that. Yeah, you get that later sunset out there. There's something magical about this time of year out there, isn't there?
I hate to tell you this. I think sunset is literally like 9:18 tonight.
Yes.
It's so late. It's wonderful. Yeah, it is just this, I think, the lead up to the summer solstice, which is like, what, around June 20th or something. These last days are so long and dreamy. And right now, just like Chicago, I mean, really, it's the same weather just rolling across the lake, right? So it's like the cool mornings, the warm days, and it starts to cool off again at night. You can throw on your sweatshirt, and it's perfect. It really is just glorious over here right now. Yeah.
Saugatuck's a vibe, and you get it right when you head into town, I feel like, Kristen.
Yeah, for sure. So the moniker, the Art Coast, that is for real. There's been like a 100-year love affair with the arts here, in no small part, Oxbow School Summer Art and Artist Residency, which had been for years affiliated with School of the Art Institute. So artists come around the lake. They get attracted by the gorgeous light here. They stay and paint, and then they keep coming back and keep coming back. And the next thing you know, artists are attracting more creatives. So for two towns, which are small, like total populations, like 2,000, not even kidding.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. We always joke. We're like, oh, it's like a high rise in Chicago. Like, we're not even a neighborhood. We're like a high rise. But inordinate number of galleries here. So people, galleries that show fine art, a number of incredible artists with their own galleries, and both visual art, sculpt, but also lots of sculpture, also great fiber art here. And this whole area, too, is fruit belt. So this is huge produce area. So we've also got all of that great farm to table, happening, particularly now through like about November also. So all of this art and creativity in a whole lot of different ways happening in Saugatuck Douglas.
And I feel like the galleries spill out to the street. I mean, I'm trying to remember. I haven't been since 2018. Shame on me, but I seem to just remember maybe some public art on the street too, or just people really taking care and pride of their storefronts to just make it look, there's no better word but cute. I don't know how else to say it, Kristen.
Well, no, truly. I mean, people always say it's like going to Cape Cod. Like, this is kind of the Cape Cod of the Midwest right here. And I think that's exactly true. We do have a lot of public art. In fact, the Convention and Visitors Bureau has an entire art tour that you can take. We've got some great murals. And yes, we never had a fire sweep through. So we still have historic downtown. So we still have buildings, you know, 100, 125, 150 years old. And so you get that vibe very much also. And I do think there is, like you said, as soon as you come, it's a kind of a laid back, casual, even though there is clearly, you know, a design sensibility here. But it I don't think it comes off as too precious or maybe not welcoming. I think that you get the best of the Midwest. Like, people are friendly. You know, it's like Chicago. People say hi. They look you in the eye. They shake your hand, right? So you feel like, oh, yeah, I'm in the Midwest. And you've got some pretty stellar design and art that is really laced through, as you said, the shops, the homes, everywhere you go. And it's so small. It's hugely walkable, which is super fun, too.
Yeah, there's not a pretension around it. There's not a nose in the air sort of feel like maybe a stuffy art gallery would have. It's approachable. It's really wonderful. I never thought about that angle of You guys never have had, well, knock on wood, although we've passed the era, I hope, of giant city fires of the late 19th century. But yeah, I hadn't even thought of so many other towns and villages along the lake, not only in Michigan and Wisconsin, of course, Chicago too, having ravaging fires that destroyed, unfortunately, some of that early legacy.
Well, in fact, the whole Great Chicago Fire, right? The embers even float across the lake. And so, no, for whatever reason, Saugatuck Douglas escaped that. And the other curiosity, which I'm sure was not cool at the time, but now we love it, the train, the railroad never came to Saugatuck Douglas. So we never ended up like one of those poor towns that kind of had the downtown, like, forgotten because, you know, the train goes around and then all, like, it didn't. So through time, Saugatuck and Douglas just kept reinventing themselves. Originally, it was maritime. Well, first it was probably lumbering, right? And then it's maritime, working waterways, and then it shifts after that to resorts and kind of seeing yourself as the escape, as we always have been, this escape from Chicago, escape from the city. So that has really kind of been the direction that we have taken for the last, well, probably 75, 80 years, 100 years. And to be honest, we are only about 15 miles from Holland and like 35 miles down the road from Grand Rapids, which is just a great mid-sized city. So you can easily spend 3, 4, or 5 days Saugatuck Douglas. You can run out to Fenville. But it's the, I think Saugatuck and Douglas are great because it's the type of place you can come back over and over and enjoy some things that you get into a groove and you like to do every year. But then if you think, well, what else would I do? Golly, Grand Rapids is literally 35 miles up the road. So there's
hub for a week to bounce to a couple other places. Didn't mean to interrupt you there, Kristen. We do have to take a quick break, but we'll do more on Saugatuck and Douglas. And we're getting some texts for people that love it too. 312-981-7200 to add to that conversation. John Hanson in for Dave Plyer. And today we're heading south on, well, say 94. Let's not take the Skyway. Let's head east into Indiana. We can wave hello to the new Bear Stadium, continue on our journey up to Saugatuck, Douglas, where we continue our chat about all the great things going on there with Kristen Armstrong, who's the executive director for the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. And Kristen, I'm just going to say, and a bunch of other stuff too. Suffice to say, you're the person to talk to about all this stuff. You do a lot in the area. Saugatuck, well known for being a very accepting community of all folks, stripes, sizes, and creeds and colors, etc. A very proud LGBT-friendly location as well, and we are entering June, so I imagine you guys are, turning it up a little bit for Pride.
We are. In fact, this whole week has been Pride Week, which has been super cool. So quite literally, like, 7 full days, which is awesome. Everything from lectures to socials and authors in town speaking. So tomorrow, though, if people are like, hey, man, let's get out of the city, which would be a bummer. Chicago's great. But if you're looking to come around, drive around to Saugatuck, super easy drive, because tomorrow is our big Pride parade, because little towns love parades.
They do.
Lots of parades. So our Pride parade is tomorrow at 11, and it goes through both little communities, which is super fun. And then we have a big Pride in the Park tomorrow, which is really, what a lot of them are, right? You've got vendors and all kinds of fun stuff, food trucks, beer tent, and two great bands, including, this is hilarious, Chicago's own, like, fan favorite, 80s cover band 16 Candles.
Oh, yeah.
They're not there this weekend, you guys. They're here in Saugatuck, which is great. So we'll have 16 Candles on the big stage rocking, and we'll all have a blast. Pride in the Park.
That's awesome. And you know what? A small town parade, bigger than a big one. You know why? They're not too long. Not that I don't love a parade, but it's like chewable, right? It's digestible.
You are right, my friend. That is exactly right. And then you're like, let's just go have some brunch. That was a perfect 20 minutes. Done.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Having been in many parades in Chicago, God love them, but they are long and they are boisterous, and that's great too. Nothing wrong with one way or the other. We're warming up here. I'm sure you are too, as you're mentioning, a little maybe cooler in some spots in the morning, but you guys get hot too. A lot of great swimming opportunities near Saugatuck Douglas. I have to admit, I've only been around the town and drinking near the restaurants and bars near the lake. I'm assuming I can get in the water at some places too.
Well, honestly, I would say is, though we are called the Art Coast, that's kind of our brand. We have truly, like, not even joking, a Condé Nast rated beach. So Oval Beach, you can guess what shape it is our big beach in this area. It is a glorious, large public beach, and it's got what we love in the Midwest, right? Those beautiful sandy beaches with some beautiful colored, beach rocks that are out there, but just like literally miles of beach. which is super fun. It is quite literally consistently ranked among the nation's top best beaches. So great beaches in Chicago, but you know, when you swing around to West Michigan, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, how have they not developed all this? And you can see houses, but nevertheless, it's pretty spectacular, and you can walk long ways along our beaches. So we've got that. We still have super fun kind of old-fashioned things like Saugatuck Dune Rides, which has been running forever. You literally get into one of these big, it's not a dune buggy, it's more like a big open-air kind of truck bus thing that takes you out onto the dunes. That is a super cool thing to do. And yeah, lots of, I would say, fishing and boating that you can do, including boats you can rent, jet skis. So we're on the Kalamazoo River that goes out to the Big Lake. So you've got all different kinds. I'd say sort of whatever speed you're up for, we've got the Big Lake, but then we've got quieter stretches too.
I love it. Got a text on the text line from the 630. My daughter and I have a tradition. We go to Saugatuck for Mother's Day weekend. Every morning we start our day with a walk to Uncommon Coffee Roasters, a small, comfortable coffee house with great pastries, breakfast sandwiches. You can tell the locals meet up there for their morning coffee. I love finding the local coffee spot wherever I go, Kristen, and I think that's how I start judging the town. And usually if they got a great little local coffee shop, they get a thumbs up from me.
100%. We got a couple of them, which is super fun. And you, the listener, if you're listening, obviously you are. The great thing is Uncommon just opened a second little shop, actually really close to the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. So they've got their one in the heart of the downtown. And then like four blocks over, they've got now a second little annex for the summer, which is super cool too.
Well, I'm glad you'll be properly caffeinated, Kristen, because it's so close to what you guys have at the Center for the Arts.
Exactly.
America 250, you guys do it big for 4th of July, maybe this year a little bit more.
Well, I would say, again, small town, big 4th of July, right?
Yes.
So we do it up every year. I will say this year it is on the 3rd of July. So
okay.
You know how when these things are on the 4th, like sometimes it's the 3rd, sometimes it's the 4th, sometimes it's the 5th. So our big fireworks are on the 3rd of July this year. But that's cool because you can see them on Friday, and then Saturday there'll be all kinds of fireworks in the area around here for other towns too. So like see them twice. But we do have a really, again, for a small town, a really spectacular 4th of July fireworks extravaganza.
That sounds great. Can you give me, like, we're almost out of time. I can't believe it. 45 seconds on the Venetian Festival. That's a big one coming up.
Oh, geez, yeah. July 24 and 25. It is a big band, a big 80s band on that Friday night, July 24th. Beer tent, tons of people coming. We have a couple thousand people that come in for that. And then on Saturday, it's dinghy races and family-friendly stuff, and also another round of fireworks, because why not? So that's July 24 and 25. Again, like super fun small-town stuff to do. I would totally tell you, come into town for that, too.
It's a Four Seasons place, but you'll have to pick another season to come on and tell us about the rest. And also, Kristen, I love that we got an oh, geez, yeah, a very Midwest answer from Kristen to start that one. And I imagine, just wrap it up here, the Saugatuck Center for the Arts, you guys do great stuff, and I hope people check out that, all the art, and just check out Saugatuck in general. Kristen, we're out of time. As you can tell, we could talk about this forever, but I'll let you go. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we hope to see you in Saugatuck soon.
Absolutely. Well, that's great stuff. Now I want to go immediately. I want to leave after the 7 o'clock hour and head on out there.